Friends, now we look into the another chapter which under the title, the foreign exchange market. Foreign exchange basics and its implications and its requirement that we have seen in first two chapters. Now, third chapter onward, we will be a little bit going deep for better understanding of the foreign exchange. So, current topic is on the foreign exchange market. Whenever we always call it as a market, where is the market exist? It's not just like a other market like the sabji market or something like vegetable market or fruit market or something like that. This is the market which is invisible, but their existence it is there. And in that market, there is only what is taking place business is of the foreign exchange. So let us understand about these markets, where they are available, who are the players in the market, what are the things they do into the foreign exchange market, and what is the recent development under the foreign exchange market. So to understand it better, our objective will be to understand structure and functioning of the foreign exchange market, particularly in India. Identify the participants, identify the distinction between the primary and secondary market. There are two types of market, primary market and secondary market. So we have to understand that difference between that and who are the major players in these two types of markets. Then understand about the role of advisory services, brokers in foreign exchange transactions, recognize the importance and speculation, analyze how the RBI regulates and manages the foreign exchange market, then principal players, custodian banks, commercial banks and other primary market makers, secondary price makers, price takers and advisory services, exchange brokers, speculators, central bank, the role of RBI, digital platform and electronic trading platform. These are various points which we are going to discuss under this presentation. To start with, the role of FEMA also is equally important, and latest some development as well as IFSC, GIFT City, ESG, that is environmental and sustainable governance policies, etc., how it affects to it, that also we are going to take into consideration. The foreign exchange market, as I said earlier, is not a physical market, but its presence is a worldwide, and it is a worldwide wired network of the banks. So it is a network, worldwide wired network of the banks, foreign exchange brokers and dealers whose functions is to bring the buyers and sellers for foreign exchange together. And it is not confined to any one country. It is all entire world is connected by the wire network. And under that, whatever happens is the dealing in foreign exchange. So trading is generally done either by telephonic or computer-based electronic dealing system or telex machines. And most transactions are either screen-based or based on the oral communication, written confirmation, etc. The most currency transactions are channeled through the worldwide network market or wholesale market in which major banks trades deals with each other. Now, first let us understand who are the players, and that too, principal players in the foreign exchange market. They are broadly classified into customers of the bank, who are the importer, exporter and investors. Second, they are the authorized dealers. They may be primarily the commercial banks. Third one is the exchange brokers. And fourth one is the speculators. Reserve Bank of India, as the central bank and regulator, they will also participate, and they are also playing in the foreign exchange market. These players operate both on the spot and derivative market. What is this spot and derivative market? In subsequent chapters, we are going to discuss. Keep only in mind that the spot and derivative markets, such as forward, future, options, and swaps. All these things we are going to discuss in subsequent other chapters. So till then, keep in mind, only thing is that, the only thing to keep in mind is that these are the principal players in the foreign exchange market. Now, one by one, we will understand their roles. First one is the customers of the bank. Bank customers are nothing but they are the importer, exporters, and the investors. These are the individuals. They may be companies. They may be institutions who require the foreign exchange services for import and export of the goods and services, inward and outward remittances, foreign investment, FDI and FPI, that is foreign direct investment or foreign portfolio investment, educational and medical expenses to send abroad, or overseas travel and maintenance of the relatives. The customers will approach the bank to settle their foreign obligations or to sell their foreign currency that have for low, that is for local currency. So they are the customers of the bank. Now, commercial banks and other primary market makers. In commercial banks, particularly, they are the designated as authorized dealer banks, that is AD category 1 banks, categorized by the Reserve Bank of India and SOROS as a primary market makers in Indian foreign exchange market. These institutions are authorized to undertake the permissible foreign exchange transactions, which includes buying and selling of foreign currency, facilitating the international trade and remittances, offering hedging facility or hedging instrument such as forward, option, and swaps. These are the instrument under hedge to offer it to the clients. Then managing the treasury operations for themselves and for their clients also. So their central role of the commercial banks and primary market makers are to ensure that liquidity, price discovery, and the smooth functioning of the forex market. The functions of the commercial market, commercial banks includes two-way quoting, that is, AD1 bank continuously quote both buy, bid, and sell, ask. Now, bid, sell, bid and ask. These are the new names for the buy and sales respectively, for the rates and for the various currency pairs. And this helps in creating the liquid and efficient market. Then execution of customer orders like exporter, importer, investors and remitters, corporates and retail clients. They facilitate the transaction. They facilitate, banks are facilitating these transactions. Now, risk management and hedging. In the risk management, banks offer derivative products to its customers for forward contracts, for currency futures and options. Swaps is also another instrument which helps the clients to hedge against the foreign exchange risk. So, treasury and proprietary trading. Treasury and proprietary trading banks also engages in this, and in proprietary trading, managing their own forex position to profit from the currency movement while staying within the RBI's open position and limit norms. Liquidity provision. Under the liquidity provision, there will be a participating activity in interbank market, and these banks ensure the sufficient liquidity made available at any point of time in major and minor currency pairs. So, pricing and market depth, this is another function. Being a primary market maker, it is obligatory on the part of the banks or ADs or commercial banks to play a key role in price discovery and especially in the spot and forward market. We'll see that what is spot and forward market also in subsequent slides. Most bank operates in both spot and derivative segments and use the platform like Reuter, Bloomberg and FX Retail for the rate quoting and trading. Recently, there are certain development took place in the market players, particularly in India. RBI has expanded the participation of the bank in offshore NDF market via their international banking units, that is IBU, at GIFT City. You know, we have a GIFT City only at Ahmedabad, and many banks have digitalized their forex operations through the APIs, AI-driven forex rates engines, and integration with FX retails for improved client services. Banks are offering online self-service platform for SME and individuals to book their forward and check the live rates and improving the transparency in the dealing. Now, first primary market makers we have seen. Now let us understand the secondary price market makers. Price makers, secondary price market makers. Secondary price makers are who are the participants in the foreign exchange market who occasionally quotes buy and sell prices but do not do so on continuous basis like primary markets are, like primary market makers are doing. So they are not obliged to provide two-way quotes, buy and sell, at all times. And typically they enter the market in response to a specific needs, opportunities, and market condition. So ultimately their aim is to make the profit. Their activity contributes to market depth and diversity. Although they are not central to day-to-day liquidity provisions. Secondary price makers generally includes, number one, smaller commercial banks like AD category 2 and AD category 3. They are the secondary market makers. Then, non-banking financial companies, NBFCs. Certain NBFCs, they are also having their own treasury and they trade finance, international leasing or foreign investment may participate in the forex market through registered AD or in a limited capacities. Large corporate treasuries are also functioning like that. Corporates with a significant cross-border exposure may directly access to the market through their bank dealers, occasionally quoting for the specific hedging or arbitrage opportunities. RRBs, regional rural banks, and the cooperative banks. Some cooperative banks and RRBs, regional rural banks, they are also authorized under FEMA, may deal in the forex especially for the purpose of small remittances and import-export transactions, which are contributing marginally to the pricing. Their functions, secondary market makers, their functions and importers. They are the supplementary liquidity. Second, they are having the targeted transaction only. They have the competitive influence, means occasionally influences the pricing through the large one-time deal or arbitrage between onshore and offshore market. They support the primary dealers. Secondary market maker, they support the primary dealers. Then example scenario, if you look at the regional cooperative banks may buy US dollar from the customer and then seek the quote from the larger banks to square their position and offering the margin in the process. Corporate treasury may see the arbitrage opportunity in their forward premium and quote a better price for its counterparty, indirectly influencing the market. Regulatory oversight. Under regulatory oversight, these secondary market makers participants are regulated under FEMA but with more limited authorization than Category 1 banks. They must comply with RBI's rule regarding documentation, reporting and exposure limits. And often they operate under tie-ups with the primary dealers for executing the larger or complex forex transaction. In short, AD1 category bank is a primary and rest all are secondary and they should have the tie-up with AD1 and through them they undertake and regulate their dealings. Now, price takers. Third category is a price taker. One is a primary market maker. secondary is a secondary market makers, and third one is a category is a price takers. Who are the price takers? Price takers are nothing but they are the participants in the foreign exchange market who do not influence or set the exchange rates. They do not influence or they do not quote or set the exchange rate, but instead they accept the prevailing market prices quote by the market makers, typically banks or the brokers. They are quoting rates. So price taker will rely on taking on that those rates. These entities do not provide bid or ask, sale or buy rates or quotes, and usually conduct the transaction for meeting the business, personal and investment related foreign exchange needs. Now, who are the price takers? Price takers in the Indian foreign exchange market includes retail customers and individuals. So people sending money, receiving money, tourists, students paying tuition fee, individual investing in remittance, individual investing abroad under LRS, that is liberalized remittance scheme. The second category is small and medium entrepreneurs, SMEs, which are engaged in low medium value export import. They often depend on the bank rate quoted and hedging advices. They're small corporates and institutions, those who have limited exposure and no in-house treasury, right? Then NRIs and overseas remitters. NRI sending money home and use the exchange rate provided by their banks. Then price takers, though not active in the determining the exchange rates, are an essential component of the foreign exchange market. Now, after the price taker, there are advisory services. Now, advisory services are required to understand the complex and volatile foreign exchange environment or transactions. And these advisory services play a very crucial role in helping the business, investors, and individuals to make an informed foreign exchange decision. Advisory services are typically offered by the commercial bank, consulting firms, forex dealers, and independent advisors, and cover a wide range of activities which are related to the currency risk management, regulatory compliance, and strategic planning and market analysis. In India, these services have gained a prominent or prime importance as the companies are more exposed to the foreign currency transactions and regulatory requirement under FEMA and RBI mandates have become more stringent. Now, these key functions of the forex advisory services. What are the functions of advisory services? Number one, currency risk assessment and management. Identification of the foreign exchange exposure risk. Recommendation for appropriate hedging instruments. Then under regulatory and FEMA compliance, they have to assist in structuring the transaction within the FEMA framework. They have to guide on the LRS, that is liberalized remittance scheme, external commercial borrowing, overseas direct investment, foreign direct investment, importers, exporter documentation. These are their roles which they are playing, and they help in preparing required filing declaration and audit documentation. Now, market research and forecasting. Under market research and forecasting, another function of the advisory is a technical and fundamental analysis. Then forecast on interest rate and report on the global macroeconomic conditions and their impact on Indian rupee. These are some of the functions under market research and forecasting. Under advisory services, as customized hedging and strategies for corporates. For them, portfolio-based approaches and managing multiple currency risk are getting advised by these advisors. Design, their another function is to design of natural and profit-oriented hedging model. And they advise the cost-benefit analysis of hedging versus non-hedging. Now, for the treasury policy design and review under this, the advisory is required for formulation of the corporate forex treasury risk management policies, periodic review of the treasury performance and the compliance, and benchmarking against the industry best practices. Advisors have another role of training and capacity building. So they conduct the workshop for finance and treasury teams, educating the clients on the product like NDF and options and swaps and simulation and scenario planning for decision makers. Now, who provides these services, advisory services? Who can provide? Number one, commercial banks. Commercial banks, AD category one banks, particularly SBI, HDFC Bank, ICICI, IndusInd, RBL, etc. These banks offer in-house treasury advisory to their clients. Then forex advisory firms. They can also provide the services, advisory services. They are the specialist entities like McAlay Financial, IG Petrogas, or QuantArt, and others. These are the worldwide renowned the advisory firms who can give the advice to their clients. Then big four consulting firms in India consisting of PwC, Deloitte, then Ernst & Young, that is E&Y, KPMG provide forex risk consulting as a part of the larger financial advisory services, and independent treasury consultants offer the customized solution to mid-sized firms and high net worth individuals. Now, next category apart from the advisors is exchange brokers. Exchange brokers are also forming the part of the exchange risk. The exchange brokers are nothing but they are the intermediary who facilitate the foreign exchange transaction between the two parties, typically between the banks and the large financial institution without taking any position. They will not take any position, but they will facilitate the foreign exchange transaction between two parties, large parties. It may be bank or it may be large corporate or it may be two banks or large financial institutions. They act as a matchmakers. They act as matchmakers between the buyer and seller of the foreign currency and help discovering the best possible rates, particularly in interbank forex market. While their prominence has reduced due to the rise of electronic trading platform, they continue to play a niche role in India's forex ecosystem. The role and the functions of the exchange broker consist of intermediation between the banks. That is what I have already explained. Then price discovery. Brokers provide real-time market quotes for different currency pairs and helping the banks and find the best market rates. Their knowledge of the market enhances transparency and competitiveness in pricing. Deal execution support also they can provide. Then market intelligence, where the broker provides the insight into the market trend. Market trends they are giving, liquidity level, and demand and supply gaps, which are valuable to determine to the dealer and trader the market rate. Okay. Then they are specialized in deal structuring. The brokers are specialized in deal structuring. For a complex deal involving the cross-currency swaps or bulk transactions, brokers can help to structure and align the counterparties need efficiently. Now, types of forex broker in India. What are the types of forex brokers? There are four types of forex brokers. One, vice brokers who operates over a phone or messaging system on negotiated deals to negotiate the deal. Then screen-based brokers. The screen-based brokers use the digital trading system. Digital trading system is either Reuters or Bloomberg. And third one is a hybrid broker. Hybrid broker are the combined voice and electronic medium. And fourth one is the retail forex brokers, which they serve as an individual client, mostly for margin trading abroad and limited in India. Now, brokerages and earning. Brokers must be getting something out of for the concluding deals. So, about the brokerage and their earning, you have to keep in mind that brokers do not charge the customers directly. Brokers do not charge to the customers directly. Instead, they receive a brokerage fee from both the parties involved in the deal in paise per USD or INR equivalent. This amount and structure are governed by RBI. In India, brokers must be registered with the Foreign Exchange Dealers Association of India, FEDAI, and follow its guidelines. With digitalization, the traditional brokerage is giving way to the electronic trading platform like Reuters Dealing and FX Connect and Bloomberg FX Go. Speculators, after the brokers, there will be speculators also in the market. So speculators are the entities which participates in the foreign exchange market, who seek to profit from the anticipated changes in the exchange rates. So look here, they are not supporting any parties. Their focus is only to earn the profit for any deal whenever they are giving any advices. Unlike hedgers or arbitragers, speculators do not have any underlying exposure. Still, they earn the profit. Their motivation is to take risk in the hope of making the return from currency movement. These speculators aim to profit from movement in the exchange rate. If they see that there is a lot of volatility in the foreign exchange market, definitely the speculators will enter and they will earn the profit. In India, speculations in the forex market is tightly regulated by the Reserve Bank of India under the Foreign Exchange Management Act. Now, types of speculators. Who can speculate and make the profit? Speculate the foreign currency. One is an individual speculator. He can be a retail trader. He participates via online platform and mobile trading apps. In India, retail forex speculation is restricted to currency derivative on recognized exchanges like NSE, BSE, MSE. Leverage is capped and transaction must be in INR settled. Then institutional speculators. They indulge hedging funds, proprietary trading desk of the bank, and the investment firms and algorithmic trading firms. They engage large volume trades. They are often using the technical analysis and quantitative modes. May use non-deliverable funds, that is NDF, non-deliverable forwards, non-deliverable forwards, especially in offshore market like Singapore, Dubai and London. Foreign portfolio investors are the primarily investors investing in equity or debt. Foreign portfolio investor takes speculative currency position for hedging and arbitrage. This is governed by Reserve Bank of India, SEBI, that is Securities and Exchange Board of India. Their guidelines are norms with clear limits on exposure. How speculator operate? You see, they don't have any underlying deal. They do not undertake any individual transactions. They are dealing in bulks, and they are dealing only when there is a heavy market fluctuation. Considering all these things, how the speculators operate? Simple. Speculator attempt to forecast the direction of the currency movement using the tools such as technical analysis, giving the chart, trend, support or resistance level. Second, fundamental analysis they provide, like doing the economic indicators, interest rate and policy news. Third one, quantitative model, that is algorithms, AI-based predictions, and high frequency trading, that is HFT, in sophisticated global market. By this means, using these tools, they make the funds or profit. Now, central bank. Central bank is a very important market player. That is Reserve Bank of India. And they regulate. Their regulatory role consists of administration of the FEMA, regulation of the ADI, regulators, ADs, regulates ADs, exchange brokers and participants, issue guidelines on foreign transaction, hedging and derivatives. Sometimes their role is to intervene in the market, that is market intervention. Therefore, they manage the exchange rate stability via buying and selling of foreign currency. They have to maintain the exchange rate stability. They maintain the foreign exchange reserve. Currently, as of date, it is around $690 billion as on 31st December. Now it is middle of the 2025, it was $640 to $660 billion. And RBI operates the managed float exchange rate system, allows the market forces with occasional RBI intervention. Its development, regulatory role we have seen. Now let us see the developmental role of RBI. Under developmental role, RBI enhances the market depth and liquidity. It promotes the transparency through the platform like CCIL, that is Clearing Corporation of India Limited, FX Retail and FX Clear. RBI introduced the Retail Direct for broader participation in GSEC, that is government securities, and the Forex linked instrument. After the developmental role, RBI's next role is a policy role. So it coordinates with the government of India on Forex policy, monitors the capital account convertibility and external debts, frames the policy to combat the speculative capital flows and ensure the macroeconomic stability. Digital platforms and electronic trading in Forex. In recent years, this is something new. The Indian foreign exchange market has seen the rapid shift towards the digitalization and automation, making the price discovery more efficient and transparent. Therefore, there are certain platforms which have come up, and electronic trading platforms also have come up. Some of the important platforms and the tradings are like FX Retail, which is launched by Clearing Corporation of India Limited, CCIL, which offers the competitive forex rates to the retail participants. Then FX Clear is also offered, or it supports the electronic clearing and settlement in interbank forex deals. Next one will be the Reuters dealing and Bloomberg FXO. This is used by the banks for interbank forex trading. Algo trading is growing among the institutional players to take advantage of the market inefficiencies using the automated system. Then, role of FEMA in forex market regulation. Foreign Exchange Management Act is dedicated for regulating the forex market. Okay. There are several means by which they regulate the forex market. One is they provide the legal framework for the foreign exchange transaction, legal framework. Second, they differentiate between the current account and capital account. Okay. Third one, they grant the powers to Reserve Bank of India and the central government to make the rules. And it ensures that all the forex activities are authorized, transparent and monitored. Okay, this is all covered under notification, under FEMA, notification number 10R for foreign currency accounts. Now, coming to another agency or another player, that is offshore forex market and NDF, non-deliverable funds. Okay, NDF, non-deliverable funds, that is forwards. About this, I can say that the growing portion of INR trading is now taking place offshore, especially in NDF market, that is non-deliverable forward market, in Singapore, Dubai and London. The domestic markets are also tightly regulated, and non-deliverable forward operates without delivery of actual currency and offer the speculative access to the rupee. Therefore, RBI has recently allowed the banks to use IBU, that is IFSC, International Banking Unit, IFSC, International Financial Unit, to operate and participate in NDF market. Greater linkage now exists between offshore and onshore market. The role of IFSC is further extended for the development of the forex market is that International Financial Services, IFSC, at the GIFT City, Gujarat, is emerging as a global financial hub, and key forex related developments consist of, it permits the liberal forex operation in US dollar, GBP, Euro, etc. It enables this IFSC in Gujarat, it enables the Indian entities to hedge the offshore exposure. It hosts the global banks, and allows access to the derivative without full capital account convertibility. Further, it provides a unique case study of how India is gradually internationalizing its currency and integrating with a global financial system under controlled condition. Now, SEBI, Securities and Exchange Board of India, and exchange in foreign exchange derivatives. Securities and Exchange Board of India, Reserve Bank of India, both are playing a crucial role, especially in exchange traded currency derivatives, that is ETCD, exchange traded currency derivatives. So NSE, BSE, MCX and FX, SX, they offer USD INR, Euro INR, GBP INR and JPY INR. These are the currency pair, and they are the future and options is determined by Reserve Bank of India. Low margin and small lot size suitable for SMEs and individuals. SEBI ensures that transparency, fair practices and investor protection in this market. This distinguishes between OTC, online trading, and the exchange traded market, providing the comprehensive view of forex risk management tools available in India. Now, ESG and sustainable forex policies. ESG is nothing but an environmental, social, and governance. This globally, this ESG is metrics are beginning to influence the capital flow and the currency value through nascent India. This could affect green bond and their forex settlement, sovereign ESG linked borrowing, central bank policy oriented towards the sustainable finance. Latest development in the forex players is introduction of central bank's digital currency, that is CBDC, T+1 settlement cycle being discussed for forex derivatives, unified portal for forex remittances, that is RBI initiative to track the LRS and outward remittances, increased limit for hedging without underlying exposure up to USD 10 million for resident entities, and integration with the global FX platform for better transparency and benchmarking. So this is something about what we have discussed, is about the traders in the forex market, trading in the for traders in the forex market, their roles, their capacity, how they work, how they functions, and they how they are control their activities. With this, we conclude this chapter. Thank you very much.